Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Sydney High School, once again, we are back this time for an Afton-Sydney girls matchup starting very, very early tonight because there is no JV team for Afton, which means that we have the varsity game at 5:30. I'm talking before the game, a bunch of us sitting here, we're going, you know, 6 o'clock would probably be a smarter time because everybody is rushing around, myself included, to get everything together. We just found out about it, that it was an early game. So we're going to make the most of it if we can. And it's a pretty good night as far as the matchups go. Sydney comes off a very scorching win in overtime on a desperation shot by Kelsey Decker against Unadilla Valley on Wednesday. Their mark is 3-0 in the league. They are 3-5 overall. So everything out of the MAC they've lost, and everything in the MAC they have won, including the Unadilla Valley overtime win on Wednesday night. Afton comes in 4 wins, 4 losses overall. They are 2 wins and 2 losses in the MAC. We're going to start our ball game as we usually do with Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDL. We're located on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Chambers and O'Hara has all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And we'll be back to take a look at both teams a little more. This is our first look at Afton Girls. Our second look at Sydney Girls. We'll be back with more on the pregame right after this.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
2 Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get 2 Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. 2 legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce, only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board, limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yup, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, welcome back. Afton boys giving Sydney a hard time last night before Sydney's defense sprung to action and created the victory. Tonight, we'll see what the girls can do. And Afton girls come in, as I said, record of 4-4. And their last game was a 51-37 loss on Wednesday night to Green. Green had a nice a balanced scoring effort, I should say, and so did Athens. But nobody scored more than 7 points. Peyton Cutting leading the way with 7. Sierra Palmateer had 6 points. Shikari Koss had 5 points, as did Ashley Rogalski. All of those players returned for Coach John Simon's team. They lost one senior last year and one transfer student, and that transfer student happens to be on the Sydney roster tonight by the name of Connor Decker. Connor, not a starter. They should definitely would be a starter at Athens. She is not a starter at Sydney, but she is showing some definite signs of improvement on the Sydney varsity. She's had some quality moments. I know the Green game, she came in only for about 3 minutes, but she made a difference in that ball game. So we'll see what happens there, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of smiles and winks and laughs and everything else. The game before that for Afton was Afton and Huntersville and Oxford got to play a round-robin three-person tournament because there was no fourth team to play. So they played each other between Christmas and New Year, and that was the Oxford game was a 52-25 win. Bailey Sherman had 12 points, Peyton Cutting 14, and Shikari Koss had 10. So a good balanced effort there. And the game before that, they lost to Harpenville 61-33. Did not score a point in the first quarter, but came back a little bit better after that, scoring all 33 of their points in the second, third, and fourth quarters. And then right before Christmas, they eked out a 40-39 win over Hancock. In that game, Cutting scored 12 points, and Ashley Rogalski had 9. I'm not sure why the music is so darn loud in here, but it could be because there's only about 50 people in here at this point. So, and there's only one side of the stands that are open. The side that I am on with the scores table and the team are actually against the bleachers. The bleachers are pushed in, so... that's one of the things that they have done in some of the games here at Sydney. If there's not going to be a large attendance, they open up this area and they make everybody sit together on the opposite side. So I want to thank the scorekeeper for helping me with that. Didn't mean to hoard it, sorry. And for Sydney, again, the excitement for them was on Wednesday night when they put the game into overtime on a Riley Chidung three-pointer. And then Kelsey Decker, and I've seen the video of her falling down with a desperation three-pointer. She actually did not see the ball bank in. So that's an interesting fact that I talked to her about last night. That was in your book. And so, you know, there are two sets of heroics, and how about that? It's crazy, but it's been that kind of a season for many of the teams this year. Now, before the holiday, or before 2013 closed out, it was another one of those three-person, three-team tournaments, the Pete High Coaches versus Cancer. They started out playing Seton Catholic and lost by 30, 66-36. Seton Catholic, one of the better schools in Class C, and, of course, they're in the stack. And then you got to play a team from Pennsylvania, Athens, Pennsylvania, and they lost by 20 in that one, 52-32. Kelsey Decker combined for 22 points in those two games. Riley Janung had 8 against Seton. Jolene Crum had 7. In the Athens game, Stephanie Carl had 7, and Connor Decker had 6. In the Unadilla Valley win, Decker had 19, including 4 three-pointers. Stephanie Carl had her season high of 14, and Jolene Crum had 9 points. So like I said, a win against Unadilla Valley, a win against Walton earlier, 63-21, and a win against Green that you heard on WCDO, 52-40. That's a 3-0 record. They have lost twice to Johnson City and Seton Catholic from the stack. They've lost to Shenango Valley from the stack and Athens PA. So I think they're they're seasoned and ready to go for the rest of the season. They play Athens tonight, Delhi Tuesday, Deposit next Friday, Unitingo Wednesday, and then BG and Oxford and Harpersville to close out the season. They have a good chance to make the top four this year for the first time in the MAC history, at least in the recent history where they brought it down to these mini tournaments. All right, we're about 2 minutes away. I'm not sure how they're going to open this, but we will have the game anyway early on the docket. Athens versus Sydney in the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Competition here at Sydney. Listening to it live on your all-live AM and FM WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Yeah, we're going to have a national anthem, and then I guess I'm doing the starting lineups tonight, so catch it live here on WCDO. Here we go. ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Sydney High School for tonight's Mid-State Athletic Conference basketball game between the Appen Crimson Knights, coached by Mr. John Simons, and the Sydney Warriors, coached by Mr. Brad Aldrich. Let's meet the starting lineups. First of all, for the Appen Crimson Knights, a sophomore, 00, Shakari Kaw. A senior, number 11, Peyton Cutting. A senior, number 4, Sierra Palmateer. A senior, number 33, Ashley Rogalski. And a junior, number 10, Bailey Sherman. Starting lineup for your Sydney Warriors, a senior, number 15, Kelsey Decker. A senior, number 1, Riley Janong. A senior, number 11, Bethany Carl. A sophomore, number 23, Jenna McDonald. And a senior, number 2, the peanut, Don Savino. Good luck to both teams.
Yeah. All right, a little ad-lib there at the end. I coached Don when she was a little peanut on the softball field and I used softball. So here we go. Afton in there visiting red with black numbers and white trim, just like the boys had last night. Slightly different style and cut. Sydney in home with a smaller Sydney across the chest in maroon with white trim and maroon numbers and white trim. The Sydney boys have the large Sydney letters. This group has the smaller Sydney letters. So Afton versus Sydney, and a victory by Afton would certainly put them in much better standing at 3-2 and dropping Sydney to 3-1. I don't know any other team undefeated in the MAC except, of course, Harpersville, who is undefeated. And we'll be having a halftime interview with, hopefully, with Austin Dean coming up for his first team All-State selection in football. Hopefully he got the message that this game started early. A lot of last-minute preparations for us, and we're underway. And the tip is controlled quickly by Sydney. And to the right goes number 23, Jenna McDonald, put it up and missed. Carl got a rebound, and she also put it up and missed. Both shots were way too hard. So Peyton Cutting, who will control the ball and the tempo of this team most of the way. Shakari Koss on the right side. Now give off to number 4, Sierra Palmateer. Driving in and stripped of the ball is Koss. She got it back, put up an air ball, saved in the underneath the basket by McDonald. Good play to Riley Janong. So Janong and Savina, who combined, barely make 10 feet. Carl to Decker for three. It's up and it's off the rim, off the backboard, fighting for the ball. Pair of 11s, Carl and Cummings, two of the better athletes on these teams. And it's turned right over, well, the possession arrow should be to the Afton Knights. Longtime coach John Simons. Cutting, baseball pass down the way. And a layup shot missed by Rogalski. Good pass by Cutting, but good defense on Sydney's part. Carl got a partial block on that. Savino up the left side. Ball got away a little bit. Afton will be, oh, they're going to be some contact there. Number 00, Shakari Koss. They'll get called for the foul. Nice to see Steve Griffin out there as an official. I saw him this summer. His son was playing collegiate baseball in the Collegiate Baseball League when I covered the Oneonta Outlaws. A steal, a bad pass, inbound. Cutting steals it, goes up with a left hand. She's going to miss it, but she's fouled. We've had a lot of shots, and none of them, only one of them, has hit the rim. That foul's going to be on Kelsey Decker, her first and the team's first, just underway at Sydney. Early game. No JV team for Afton, and that's something they've encountered each and every game. As to how early do you start? Cutting, who averages about 13 a game, scores the first point of the ball game at 6:52 of the first quarter. Cutting's second shot is good. So she likes the brightly lit Sydney gym. I think this is her fifth year on varsity. She has an outside chance to score 1,000 points before she graduates. But they would probably have to go deep into the Class D playoffs, which they can do. They're always well prepared for the Ds. There's a steal by Bethany Carl.
And the ball is loose, and there's a tie-up again. Carl in the thick of it, along with Bailey Sherman. And both girls smile and get up and go on their way. So some pressure defense by Afton, and the big matchup here is Cutting against Decker. Decker gets by Cutting a little bit, passes down low, and off the hands of Carl, it's going to go right back to Afton. So sloppy play, I would say, defines the first minute and a half of action. Long pass against the press to Rogalski. Rogalski stuck from behind to Stefino, and she pops the ball loose. And the thing about having no bleachers on this side, you get to see where the ball winds up. It would have landed about the fourth row of the bleachers had they been pulled out on this side. 6:22 to go first quarter, just a 2-0 game so far. Peyton Cutting's two free throws, the only point scored. In the corner, Rogalski back to Koff. Koff's trying to bounce it to Sherman, gets it off somebody's leg, and then a no-look pass that gets away. Savino with a steal, coming down the left side. Stops and gets the ball stolen away from her by Rogalski. Pass to Koff. Gets around Carl, driving in. Nope, Kelsey Decker steals her off. Wild shot by Cutting. I mean, nothing. Not even close to the rim. She rushed that one. Oh, down the right side, Decker from McDonald. Stolen away again. Both teams, turnover city. 5:43 to go. Coming in and scoring a layup is number four, Sierra Palmateer. And I think that's her first time touching the basketball. And she made it look pretty simple. All right, so Decker at the top of the key gives it off to McDonald. McDonald across the paint to Carl. Carl lays it up with a left hand and scores. Sydney finally on the board at the 5:20 mark. Palmateer, who just scored for Afton to give them a 4-2 lead, dribbling the ball on the left side. Savino gets down on the floor. It doesn't take her much. She's only 4'11". But the ball still pops up loose and into the hands of Afton. Top of the key, Palmateer. Oh, traveling. She hesitated on her pass along the block. But turned back over to Sydney. Sydney will be facing now some more full court pressure. And right past Janung, a bounce pass that might have been too hard, but right through her hands. Turn right back over to Afton underneath their basket. Or no, actually, it'll be on the side, foul line extended. Under 5 minutes to go. Still just 4-2. Afton, 5-2. Koss, bounce pass along the right side to Sierra Palmateer, driving in on Janung. Does not give an inch. Palmateer along the baseline, passed inside to Rogalski. The turnaround is no good. Recovered by Kelsey Decker. Off to Savino. Quickly down the right side. And a foul will be called. It's going to be two on Shikari Koss. And likewise two on Afton. So Koss comes out, replaced by number 20, Tanya Patton. Patton's a senior. Saw a lot of time last year as an outside shooter. Savino goes for three. Will give them the lead. Misses. Rebound by Hatton. Gives it to Palmateer. Palmateer comes right up the middle. Heads to the right. Off her foot, which is still in play. Janung with a recovery. Janung needs to pass to somewhere because she gave up her dribble. Now to Savino. Savino up the middle of the floor. Bounce pass to left side Janung. Sydney a little stagnant on offense. The give and go to Savino. Blocked. But a foul will be called on Bailey Sherman, who towered over Savino. They'll say it was some contact besides the block. First foul on Sherman. Shot is up and too hard. No good. Four two is the score. A little over 4 minutes left, first quarter. Savino misses the second one. Bethany Carl rips it down, puts it up, and we are tied at four. Bethany Carl hustled her way to that one. And on the line, somebody's on the line. It's Sydney on the line.
as in the sideline near the scorer's table. Pass comes into Sherman, and she just avoids stepping on that same line I was talking about. Cutting a reverse layup. She draws the foul on Kelsey Decker, who was now called for her second foul. Clock stop with 3:54 to go, and at the line, Peyton Cutting. She's 2 for 2. Very low-scoring game, lots of turnovers. Shot is up, no good. So substitutions. It will be Jolene Crom and Connor Decker into the ballgame, replacing Riley Janung and Bethany Carl for Sydney. Cutting gets one more shot, can break the tie here. Cutting bets, shoots, scores. The 3 points for Peyton Cutting, all from the free throw line. Appen regains the lead 5-4. Decker back to Crom. Crom to the left side. Open to Savino. Cutting won't let her shoot. Cutting the into the elbow. A bad pass knocked away. Here comes Rogalski. Got a free trip to the layup, and she scores it. Nice hustle by Ashley Rogalski. Decker is picked up by Rogalski. Double team off to Crom. Crom fires for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebounded. Well, Connor Decker had it. It was stolen, ripped out of her hands by Bailey Sherman, and her pass ahead to Rogalski a little bit too much. And the ball comes back for Sydney, who had the challenge of getting it over against the pressure defensive Appen, which isn't too bad. Crom, though, dribbling the ball, gets it over. Probably does the best job so far of breaking the press. Decker going to put one up from 18 feet. That's an air ball. And Ashley Rogalski will just let it go. Could have picked it up easily, but decided to just let it bounce out of bounds, and that's the way it went. 7-4, Appen by 3. And a timeout asked for by Coach John Simon. That's going to be a short timeout. 2:55 left first quarter. Appen 7, Sydney 4. Girls MAC basketball action continues in just a moment on WCDL.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Peyton Cutting gets the inbounds pass from her teammate, Tanya Hatton. Appen goes into an offensive mode and puts up a wild shot off the high part of the backboard, but they keep it alive, and Hatton has a chance for a follow-up. Missed it. Sierra Palmateer there, kicks it out to Peyton. Surprised there's no three-second call going on. Hatton hard on the left side, or Sherman hard on the left side. No good, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and this is finally for Sydney. Jenna McDonald stops the offensive flow, gets the rebound, and off to Don Savino. She's going to drive all the way up the floor, and a foul will be called, getting Savino back to the line. Looks like that foul's on Peyton Cutting. If that is, that will be her first, yep. Fourth team foul on the Lady Knights. And Rogalski comes out, and 35 is Alex Alford into the game. She's a 5'7 sophomore, and it's not a shooting foul, so take that back. Shot by Crom, a three-pointer, clangs off the backboard. Coming up is, oh, a nice play, Sierra Palmateer being chased by Crom all the way down. She scores the layup. You hear the applause. That foul will be on Don Savino. She and Jolene Crom were chasing Palmateer. So the three-point play. Nice job, Sierra Palmateer. She has got 5 points, and her team now leads
by 6. Crom avoids the double team, passes to Savino. Decker wide open left side for 3. Yes, nothing but net. So Kelsey Decker's first points of the ball game coming just at the 2-minute mark. Makes it 10-7. Pass inside to Cutting. Rolls off the rim as she turns around in the low post. Bomb in transition to Kelsey Decker again for a right side three-pointer. Just rolls off. That would have tied the score had she made it. Afton with the lead by 3. 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Sherman gets away from Crom, or McDonald rather, and Decker got her hand in there a little bit. There's 2 Deckers, as I said before the game, on this team now. Connor Decker, who transferred from Afton to Sydney, playing with her cousin Kelsey. They're about the same height. See how well they work together. 3-point shot put up and in by Alex Alford. First time in the game, just a few seconds old. She nails it from the corner. Back to a 6-point lead at 13-7. Savino, left side to Decker. Same spot she made it before. Same result, Kelsey Decker. 2 out of the last 3, including the same spot twice. So now it's 12-10. Double team. Cutting gets the ball away from trouble. Now she drives the right side all against Connor Decker. Hatton, baseline shot, missed. Here comes Jolene Crom. Nobody's taking her. She's going to take it all the way, but missed the layup. Rebound by McDonald. Up and in. Jenna McDonald's first points. She'll tie the game at 12. Our second tie, rather. Sherman, open to pass to. Sierra Palmateer trailing the play. She gets that pass. Offered for 3 again. Nothing but that. Whoa. So, talk about your super shooting sub. Quick 6 points for Alford. It's 15-12. Steal by Cutting. Cutting's going to try to outrun Savino. The layup is good. Peyton Cutting with her first basket. 5 points. It's a 5-point lead. 4 seconds to go. They're going to try to keep it without a shot. Crom throws it up. No, and there's contact, but no foul. No whistle except to say quarter is over. Hey, a flurry at the end. 17-12 the score. Afton leads by 5 over Sydney. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we have a scoring correction. I thought it looked a little weird to say 17, or it is 17, but the reason it got there was because there was, well, now that confuses me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2-pointers is 10. A 3-pointer for 13 and 4 free throws is 17. Okay, I think we got it. Yep. 4 for 5 for the free throw line was Afton. All right, they have a 17-12 lead. Nice steal by McDonald, but I think she ran out of room. And let's return to what I was talking about on scoring correction. We had Alex Alford come in the game, hit a, what looked like a 3-pointer. The referees called it a 2-pointer. Her second shot was a 3-pointer. So she has 5 points instead of 6, and it's 17-12. Decker gets around from the corner, passes out, but into the hands of Paige Polizzi, who is a sub in this game, came in with just seconds to go in the first quarter, stays around. Peyton Cutting with a turnaround is called for a travel. She wheeled around and shot. John Simon's questioning it, coach of the Afton team. I can't blame him. It looked like a smooth one motion. Decker for three. Right side, it's good. That's her third three-pointer of the game. Here comes a press breaker of the best kind for Afton. Paige Dayton Cutting got a quick baseball pass down in front of behind everybody on the defense, and a short timeout asked for by Brad Aldrich, coach of the Sydney Lady Warriors. And as we do that, we can tell you that next week we'll have four games, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Tuesday and Wednesday at Harpersville with Unitigo girls visiting the Lady Hornets. On Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Unitigo boys visiting the Hornets. Thursday night will be Green at Unitigo girls. And then Friday will be Oxford at VG boys. We'll try to mix it up, match it up as we go. And then as it gets closer to the final couple of weeks, we'll try to get those good matchups in. I know Unitigo Sydney girls and boys will be fun. We'll also do Sydney VG girls game. All right, so back to the action, 7:23 to go, first half, 19:15. Decker, right side, turns it around, passes to Crom. Crom for three. No, off the back of the rim, rebound by Cutting. Cutting brings the ball up herself this time. She'll play all five positions on this team. Bailey Sherman gets the high post pass. Somebody knocks it down from behind. I think that was Kelsey Decker. And possession arrow ensues, and it's over to Sydney, as Afton had the first possession of the second quarter. Now, substitutions. Janung returns, Powell returns, and now Hannah Wood comes in the game, the all-time leading field hockey scorer at Sydney. And I believe she broke her mother's marks. I think Melissa Peck was in there somewhere, too. But she's in there now for the first time, number 13. The Wudishek tradition, a Wudishek tradition. Stephanie Carl tied up in a double team, stolen away by Alford. Alford to Bailey Sherman. Happened by four. Wide open is Paul Mateer in the baseline, but she had trouble with the ball. Oh, nice move along the baseline. Wood trying for the steal. It's going to stay Athens' ball. Quick hands down there along the baseline. We hope to, at the halftime break, our Maravito halftime report, we hope to have an interview with Austin Dean. We've set it up for like 7:30, and that's not happening tonight, so hopefully he's here early. Bailey Sherman to the right side for Afton. Cutting, driving baseline. Nice cut. Nice pass along the key. Now to Rogalski. Now it's Sherman. Blocked by Connor Decker. Good defense with a countless to Hannah Wood. Wood staying with the right hand around the screen. Bounce pass to McDonald. McDonald to Connor Decker left side. Missed it. Ball stays loose, and now it's Rogalski for Afton with the ball. 6:10 to play. Sydney's staying man-to-man right now in their defensive set. Paul Mateer, crossover dribble. Bounce pass into the corner for Rogalski. She backs out behind the three-point line. Bounce pass inside. Cutting. Strong move to the hoop. Fouled by Bethany Carr. So that's foul number four. Both teams committing four team fouls. Kelsey Decker with two for Sydney. She's on the bench right now. Shikari Koss has two for Afton. She's on the bench right now. Cutting three for four so far from the stripe. She makes this one. Sydney led by Kelsey Decker's three three-pointers for 9 points. Peyton Cutting with eight, trying to match that nine in a different way. If she makes this, and she does. 9 points for Peyton Cutting, 21-15. Largest lead again for Afton is six, and they've got it for the third time. Jenna McDonald to the corner for Bethany Carl. Double team, and it could be a possession error. No, she gets out of it. Wood over to Janung for three, left side. No, rebound inside McDonald. Nice play to get that ball away from Cutting. They'll start the offense again. Baseball pass out to Carl. Carl to Wood. And a three-second call on Connor Decker on the weak side. So Tanya Hatton will check back into the Afton lineup, replacing Alex Alford and her Under Armour headbands. Sydney going in a man-to-man press right now. And will succeed. The inbounds pass got thrown away. And back over to Sydney, trailing by six with 5:26 to go in the first half. Glad that you're with us tonight. Second night in a row in Sydney as they play Afton boys last night, girls tonight. Carl lost it right into Connor Decker. Her shot blocked. Outlet pass, a good one to Rogalski, challenging Hannah Wood. And Hannah didn't have to do a whole lot, just be there. Her speed caught up to Rogalski, and Ashley lost the ball out of bounds herself. 21-50, Rogalski redeems herself almost with a steal of the inbounds pass intended for Hannah Wood. So, Decker will inbound to Janung. Janung right back to Decker. She's got a free 20 feet to go. And passes to Janung. Janung top of the key for Sydney. Trying to go back door. Passes to Decker. Decker back to Janung. Foul line shot is off the rim twice. No good. Ball kept alive. Sydney still has the possession. Janung throws it to Wood. Wood to Carl. Carl, a couple of steps to the elbow. Nice pass into Decker, but off her foot. And it pops up into the hands of Bailey Sherman. She's coming down all the way to the right side. Whoa, almost a travel to Hatton. And now McDonald gets into the defensive act, and she causes the possession arrow. That'll be Afton's ball underneath their hoop. 4:40 left. Game's not going particularly fast. There's a lot of turnovers. Inside Sherman, and she's called for travel. She pivoted several times, and the foot slipped just a little bit. 4:38 to go. 21-15 Afton. There's an offensive flurry for both teams at the end of the quarter. McDonald bounced past to Decker, or to Carl, rather. Back to Decker. Her shot way off the mark, and a possession arrow with McDonald and Palmateer as they both went for the rebound at the same time. This will be a break for Sydney. Connor Decker, to Hannah Wood, to Carl, bounce pass to Janung. Picked up by Rogalski. She's going to put one up from 15. No good. Rebound with Cutting. Cutting down the right side. Challenged by Carl. Carl inside to Sherman. Ball knocked away. Recovered by Rogalski, though. 19 on the shot clock. Rogalski went for a pass that it got deflected by Decker. It's like she threw the ball without the ball moving. Turned back over to Sydney. A lot of interesting turnovers tonight. Wood to the right side for Sydney to Carl. Carl stops at the elbow, backs it a little bit, passes back to Riley Janung. Janung to Wood. Oh, they didn't come to get it. Steal by Palmateer. Palmateer goes up and can't hit the layup. She was bothered a bit by Wood, but this one, second chance, goes in. Sierra Palmateer with 7 first half points, her first back of the second quarter, and it's now an 8-point lead. Sydney avoids another turnover. Here comes Hannah Wood, slicing and dicing, goes off to Connor Decker. Good finish. Decker's first basket, good assist by Hannah Wood, 23-17. Cutting to Hatton at the foul line, short. Ball rims out and comes to Connor Decker. Sydney trailing by 6. Well, approaching the 3-minute mark. Now we're under 3 minutes. Stolen away by Rogalski. And Bethany Carl, a 3-on-1. She almost had a steal. Peyton Cutting grabbed it away from her, scored it, and is fouled by Carl. That'll be 2 on Bethany, and Cutting with 11 points as the basket scored. Kelsey Decker and Dawn Savino come back in. So Janung comes out. Taylor Crom now goes in, replacing Jenna McDonald. So bench clearing for Brad Aldrich. 2 of those are starters. Taylor Crown, the older sister of Jolene Crown. 2:53 to play in the first half. 25-17. Afton leading. Cutting. Misses this shot. But she stays at 11 points. Still the game's high score. Savino deep in the right corner for Sydney. Back to Decker. She's open for 3. This is Kelsey Decker. Missing. Rebound by Savino. Back to Decker. She's got another chance at it. Nope. And traveling as she sliced through a double team without the jump stop, and that's a travel.
Afton breaking the press. Savino got a hand in it, knocked it away right in front of the Sydney bench. Clock stops at 2:31, 25-17 our score. Afton by 8, second time they've led by this many. Hatton, a long pass, a very dangerous pass across the key, and I think Savino's going to get called. Yep, 4 fouls. And that is the 6th team foul on the Lady Warriors. And it is distributed equally. Dawn Savino, Bethany Carl, Kelsey Decker, all with 2 fouls. We'll set the lineups here in just a second. Hatton passes out to Peyton Cutting. Cutting goes down low. Nice swat away by Kelsey Decker. Cutting didn't give up on it, though. She goes and goes underneath the basket. Bodies are flying. Sarah Palmateer has it and possession arrow. All right, we can set the lineups. For Afton, it is Peyton Cutting, Bailey Sherman, Sierra Palmateer, Tanya Hatton, and Ashley Rogowski. For Sydney, it is Connor and Kelsey Decker, Dawn Savino, Anna Wood, and Taylor Crom. Hey, not bad. I got them all 10 within about 8 seconds. Pass inside, wide open on the finish is Bailey Sherman. Nice pass by Ashley Rogowski. Sherman with her first basket of the ball game. Hannah Wood up the right side, and now she falls after passing the basketball. Savino for 3, or is it a 2? It is a 3. Dawn Savino, the ball nestled on that rim before settling in. 27-20. Layup on the left side by Hatton, and she draws contact, and we'll get to the free throw line. Referee calls that foul on Taylor Crom. There were 2 players in the vicinity. To be the first on Crom. 2 shots for Hatton. Off the back of the rim, no good. Hatton has not scored, but has seen a lot of time. Meanwhile, Hannah Wood comes off, replaced in the Sydney lineup by Jolene Crom. So we have 2 Deckers and 2 Croms. And it's going to be a lot for me to say. Second shot missed. Kelsey Decker rebounds, starts up the floor herself. She's going to try to finish and does not hit the bank shot. Rebound by Bailey Sherman, and she outlets to Rogalski. Afton with the ball and a 7-point lead, 27-20. Sierra Palmateer guarded by Savino. Now it's Sherman down low for Hatton, blocked by Connor Decker, but the follow-up, again, very quick hands by and good positioning by Ashley Rogalski. That's her second basket. It's 29-20. Savino overthrows Jolene Crom way up over her head. So a minute 17 on the first half clock. And we play on with Bailey Sherman down to Hatton, and oh, she stutter stepped. Oh, that didn't settle well with the coach here. A good pass by Bailey Sherman, too. Boy, that would have caught Sydney napping and would have given Afton their biggest lead of 11, as it is at 29-20. Savino, bounce pass down low to Decker. Decker throws it back out, intended for Jolene Crom, and knocked away by Rogalski, the quick hands of Ashley Rogalski. Float pass into Kelsey Decker. She's guarded by Peyton Cutting. Cutting knocks the ball away, and Kelsey taking her time to get the ball back. And now Cutting steals it again, and the left-hand lob is good. Decker with a 3rd foul. Well, Peyton Cutting took advantage of the situation, and she will now score her 13th point and give her team an 11-point lead. Hannah Wood comes in for Kelsey Decker, and that was one of those aggressive plays by Peyton Cutting that wound up. You know, just hustle sometimes can get you some points, and that's exactly what happened. And Kelsey Decker's got 3 fouls. So with that free throw good, coming now with 14 points, it's now a 12-point Afton lead, and a mental error by Hannah Wood committing a travel before even crossing half court. So right now, Afton is in control. 41.4 seconds to go. Maravito Energy Product halftime report coming up. Sierra Palmateer gets the long pass. Inbounds from Hatton and drives the right side. Savino a little too close. That's her 3rd foul. So Savino and Decker, 2 starters with 3 fouls each.
So at the line, Sierra Palmateer with 7 points in this game. And he's done a nice job on the offense. The 1-1 is no good. Pass along the near sideline by Hannah Wood. It's knocked out of bounds by Afton. Or is it? Well, the referees are going to confer on this one. And that's why they have two referees. One overruled the other. It will be Sydney's ball. I thought I saw a deflection. So Savino passes to Jolene Cromwell. Almost went back court. Here comes Hannah Wood. Wood is hit by Bailey Sherman as she tried to drive the right side and put the brakes on. Sherman's foul will be her second. Sixth team foul on Afton. The Crimson Knights leading by 12, 32-30. They pass inside to Connor Decker. And instead of going toward the basket, she went away from the basket. Jolene Cromwell will pick up the slack and try to shoot for three. Misses it. Rebound cutting. Long pass up ahead. That's not a good one. Stolen by Cromwell. Good timing by number 25, Jolene Crown. 13 seconds to go. Savino for three, right side. They need this one. They don't get it. Cutting. Has somebody way down court and doesn't see her. Sierra Palmateer with 1 second to go. Shoots from half court and is actually fouled in the act of shooting by Dawn Savino. That will be four fouls on Savino in the first half. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's something a coach never wants to see. But now there's going to be three foul shots taken by Sierra Palmateer of Afton. With 1.1 seconds to go. And a buzzer sounded. They're going to have to do a do-over. She was in the middle of shooting and the buzzer went off. So let's see how they rule that one. And they're going to confer again. Looking at the clock, they see, the foul was not on number 10. The foul was on number 2. And because they assigned that to Dawn Savino, which would be her fourth foul. Okay, so a three-shot situation here. As we said, Sierra Palmateer for Afton can extend that lead. It's good. She got one. I don't understand. Oh, so they're saying she didn't shoot it. Okay, they're saying she didn't shoot it. So she got one. It was a 1-1. She made the first one. That was very strange. We're trying to look for confirmation here. That wasn't a three-point shot? That was... Before we go to break, I got to get the interpretation as well. I understood it was a three-point shot. They gave her a 1-1. Or actually, two-shot foul because of it was the 10th foul. But we're checking to see. Athletic director Chris Haynes is one of the scorekeepers, so he's a certified basketball official. And well, there's a lot of chat going on. I don't know if there's any answers being figured out here. So I'm trying to listen as we go here. Okay. Well, there were three shots taken, but the first one was shot with the buzzer sounded. Well, I'm sorry for not saying anything. I'm trying to listen to Steve Griffin, the official. So what probably happened was the first shot that was the buzzer probably counted. That's what it's sounding like. They let the first shot go, but. Well, we're going to take a break anyway. 33-20 is our supposed halftime score. When we come back, we'll have an interview with a first-team football all-star from Sydney High School, Austin Dean. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery,
providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney High School, where our score at halftime is Afton trying to pull off a shocker against Sydney, 33-20, a big 13-point lead at halftime. Time for our Marabito Halftime Report on WCDO, brought to you by your energy leaders at Marabito Energy Products, delivering awesome customer service 24-7. Call 563-HEAT, that's 563-H-E-A-T. And before we recap the game stats so far, I want to let you know that Sydney has had a number of All-State football players named since 2000. Some of the first teamers include Pat Simons twice, Mike Burpo once, Dylan Umbra a couple of years ago at quarterback, and not since then have we had a first team. And last year, this guy made honorable mention as a lineman. This year, he's a first team. So congratulations to Austin Dean, and Austin joins us here tonight. Austin, you were saying you played basketball your seventh and eighth grade year, so are you glad you're not a basketball player anymore?
I don't know. Yeah, I miss it a little bit because I hang out with some of my friends, but, you know, I like wrestling. I've been doing it for 12 years, and it's kind of hard not to leave that sport. So.
You're in a weight class where you're not getting a whole lot of time. You know, you get a lot of forfeits and stuff like that. How hard is it to maintain your workout when you know you're going to get a forfeit?
It's really not that hard. I just push my practice partner once in a while. And, oh, not once in a while. All the time, actually. He pushes me, too, and we go back and forth, and I have to expect that I'm not going to get a match once in a while, so it's not a big shocker.
All right, well, let's turn to football, because that's why you're here, and congratulations on a first-team All-Star. You and Unitigo's Kellen Commander, you mixed it up with a few times the last couple of years. Status-wise, I mean, it sounds like you do want to play college football if you possibly can. A first-team All-State as a junior has to be a big
big feather in your cap and something to take pride in.
Yes, it is. It's been a big cap, and I appreciate it all. Everybody is pushing me to do best as I can and push me knowing I can do my best.
Well, one of the things I noticed in watching your games, I didn't announce your games, but a lot of defenses obviously ran away from you and vice versa on the line. If you're the offensive lineman, you know, Pat Vibbert and company wanted to run behind you. So it's an awesome responsibility to be that guy.
Yeah, it is a big responsibility, especially on offense, having everybody knowing at the block for the running back to get upfield and stuff. But defense, I just pushed harder to get over there and try and get tackles and everything. So,
what are some of the off-season things you do?
I go to camps. Like this past summer, I went to a bunch of camps. Went down to PA for Big Man Rivals Camp. It was all Big Man Camp, lineman camp. I went there and I placed in the top 10 there, and they invited me up to Michigan and I placed in the top team there too, top 10 team up there.
Wow!
So it was big there. Then I went to Syracuse and Cornell's camps. Football camps and got a lot of experience from them.
Okay.
Really good.
When you get into college, presuming that you get into college at a scholarship level or whatever, you're going to have to probably decide, or they'll decide for you, offense or defense. If it was up to you, would you stay on the offensive line or be on the defensive line?
Oh, it's a hard decision. I like them both, but it's a hard decision. I like playing both sides of the ball. Always will like playing both sides of the ball.
Well, yeah, you never want to come off the field. All the first teamers I named, they were the same way. They never came off the field. But how about, I mean, your height probably keeps you on the line. Is there a chance you could be an outside linebacker or a middle linebacker even?
I keep talking to Coach Matthews about that. He goes, oh, we'll think about it. But, you know, I have to expect that. They need me on the line for my height, and I can get through the line the best I can. So.
Okay. And next year, could you talk him maybe into a goal line offense where you're the guy running the ball?
Trying to. It'd be nice. It'd be very nice to do that.
All right. Well, Austin Dean, I know it's only a small, short interview, but congratulations on your honor. And with one more year to go, you could be one of the only two-time first-team All-States. So congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. That's Austin Dean, and we want to thank him for coming by. And a very patient young man waiting for halftime, all that stuff with the referees going on. Here's the deal with the scoring recap. Sydney trailing 33-20. They have been held to 4 3-pointers, 3 by Kelsey Decker, 1 by Don Savino, and 4 field goals, 2 by Bethany Carl, 1 each for Jenna McDonald and Connor Decker. So that is an 0-for-2 from the line. So the shooting woes for Sydney are right there. It's either a 3-pointer, and there's not much else to be had. For Afton, they have spread it out nicely. Peyton Cutting hustling her way to 14 points, including a lot of free throws. 2 points for Bailey Sherman. It's 8 points for Sierra Palmateer. She got that last free throw before the buzzer. And 4 points for Ashley Rogalski. And a 2 and a 3 for Alex Alford in the first quarter on consecutive shots. That totals up to 5. They've got 33 points on 11 two-pointers and 1 3-pointer. And they are 8 for 13. From the line. We'll see if things change for them or not, or will things change for Sydney or not. But right now, a 13-point lead looking good for the Lady Crimson Knights of Afton. Stick around. We'll be back with the second half of Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
We're specialists in you, Robert and Side Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Right back, ready for the second half, thanks to Maravito Fuel Group and the sponsorship for halftime. Didn't get a chance to talk about other games yesterday and on Wednesday, but
maybe during a timeout or something we can do that. But we want to thank Marabito Energy Products sponsoring the halftime report. Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. Yeah, we're only missing two striped shirts. Now they're back. Must be a heck of a lounge if they're not coming back so late. All right. Well, so just to reiterate, at the end of the half, when we had all that controversy, I thought Sierra Palmateer was putting up a three-point prayer. The referees determined it was a pass. The first free throw Sierra shot, the buzzer sounded. It missed. They waved it off. They would have waved it off if she made it. So at that point, it was the 10th foul on Sydney, and it was a double bonus. So because of that, what we're doing is we're not even – actually, the half is not officially done. She's going to get a third shot. Now they're going to redo it and call it – now they're going to say it is a shot. So wipe out everything I just said. It was a shot, and she gets a third free throw. Never seen this before in 27 years of doing live high school basketball. And the shot misses, and Shedemick down the rebound. So not only a double bonus, but a double buzzer. I love it. All right. So that ends the half, and now we're going to start the second half. Well, there's the first time for everything, and everybody's smiling about it, so I think we're all good. Sydney will go to, and after Sierra missed that free throw, now they're going to have to come down to the other end. Not sure who gets the possession arrow first. Hapton will start with Peyton Cutting. Sierra Palmateer. Shikari Koss is back out there. Bailey Sherman and Ashley Rogalski, the regular five. Now, Dawn Savino is out on the floor for Sydney. She has four fouls. Riley Janung is out there. Bethany Carl, Kelsey Decker, and Jenna McDonald, the starters for Sydney, are out there. So it's the template from the beginning of the game to start the second half. Number one and number two, or thing one and thing two, if you want to call it that, because they're so darn tiny, Janung and Savino. They're moving the ball on the left side. Janung almost had the ball stolen away. Hits the ball over to Kelsey Decker for three. It's off the rim, and it's rebounded by Sherman. Sherman doesn't hesitate. Comes right up the middle. Passes over to Koss. Koss back into the game and scores her first basket. The lead grows to 15. Savino to the left side for Janung. Janung looks back to Savino. Finally passes to her. Top of the key for Decker. Decker into the low post for Carl. Carl to Janung off the glass. No good, but she took a hip check. And looks like she'll get two at the line. Sydney has only gone to the line once, and Dawn Savino missed both free throws. Now it's Riley Janung, who has not scored, getting her first chance. It's up, and it's short. First 45 seconds of the second half. Second shot is a little harder, but not going to make it, but good rebound by Jenna McDonald. Keeps it alive. Decker dribbles on the outside. A long pass over to Janung. Inside Carl. Should be a good play. No, she misses. Jenna McDonald fouls it up. Missed it. Sydney missing two golden opportunities inside. That was an excellent pass from Janung to Bethany Carl. My thanks again to Austin Dean for enduring our interview. I say enduring because we're sitting here with a cell phone to do it. There's no microphone, so it kind of takes the charm away from it. But he did a nice job, and I'm awful proud of him. Left side layup for Peyton Cutting, and she misses. And out of bounds it goes. So both teams missed some inside shots. And also want to, we mentioned it during the interview, but Unitigo's Kellen Tremenda, a very common name for our basketball games, high score for Unitigo. He also made the second team All-Star. Decker, right side, gives it a big step in and commits what looks like a travel, but she shoots it anyway with no whistle. Sydney will retain possession. Very strange happening there. So Sydney continues on. Nice layup by Janung, but that one rolls off the rim. Rebound by McDonald. Janung gave up on it. McDonald didn't.
Savino's got it over to the left side. Pass down into Carl. Carl across the key to McDonald. That one goes. So they kept at it and kept at it. McDonald's second basket of the game, 35-22. Quick give and go to Sherman off the Peyton cutting pass. And she draws the foul on Jenna McDonald. First foul for McDonald. Sydney has Dawn Savino with four, Kelsey Decker with three, Bethany Carl with two. That's the first on Jenna McDonald. Nobody with more than two for the Appen Knights. First shot up and good for Cutting. Cutting with 15, and she has been very busy at the free throw line. Second shot is good. Appen shooting less than 50% of the team this year, but boy, not tonight. We were 8 for 13 at halftime, or, well, with the miss, 8 for 14. Bizarre end of the half that didn't end at the half. It ended in the second half. 5:53 to go. 37-22. Appen maintains the 15-point lead. Thrown away by Cutting. Peyton trying to loft it inside. There's nobody tall for Appen except Bailey Sherman. And she's all of about 5'7". Appen's going to put on some pressure defense. Bounce pass to Janung. She's in double team. Stolen away by Koss. Lays it up and in. Sakari Koss. Nice play, though, defensively by Appen. They forced Janung into the corner. And double zero is Sakari Koss. She was in foul trouble early in this game. She picks up, I think, her third. Yep. So 39-22. The lead grows to 17. Substitution. Janung comes out. Hannah Wood, the senior, checks in. So a little bit more height. They go pass down low for Carl. Bank shot. And if it was that easy every time, they'd do that every time. Carl off the assist from Wood. It's 6 points for Bethany Carl. Sierra Palmateer. The turnaround by Sherman. Missed it. Baseball pass to Decker. Can she catch up to the ball? Yes, she does. It's not in shooting position, though. Decker, start back to the top of the key, goes in through a double team, 200 on the layup. Carl gets a follow-up, and I think she drew a foul. Meanwhile, Decker hits the deck, helped up by her opponent, Bailey Sherman. So, let's recap on that. Foul is on Sierra Palmateer, her second of the ball game. And Bethany Carl is at the line. She's got 6 points for Sydney. First shot is up and good. That's the first made free throw by Sydney. 5:06 clock stopped in the third quarter. Shot is up and it's good. Bethany makes them both. They need each and every one. 39-26. Appen by 13. Little 4-point run for the Lady Warriors. Savino tried for a steal. Team up empty. And Palmateer drove past Savino and wound up out of bounds. Good pressure defense by Appen. Hannah Wood, though, gets the ball. Nice pass to lead into McDonald. She stops. She puts it up. Missed it. And possession arrow. McDonald might have taken an extra step, but she missed the shot anyway and then tied up with Peyton, with Bailey Sherman. 4:49 left. Inbound, stolen by Wood. Wood trying to wrap a pass around the leg of her defender to Jenna McDonald, but that ball got kicked away. Substitution for the Lady Knights. It'll be Tanya Hatton coming in, replacing Sha'Carri Koss, who made her noise in this third quarter with back-to-back hoops. McDonald out to Wood. Decker down low to McDonald. Traveling is the call. She never dribbled. Turned over to Appen. Inbounds, it comes to Cumming. Cumming is guarded by Decker, who's got the three fouls. Pass down low for Hatton. The turnaround blocked by Wood. Now it's Bailey Sherman to Palmateer. Bank shot too hard. Rebound chased in the near corner by Cumming. She's double-teamed. Float the pass, knocked away by McDonald. Good anticipation there by number 23, Jenna McDonald. And a timeout asked for by Coach
Brad Aldrich. 4:26 to go. A full timeout. Third quarter action. Afton 39, Sydney 26. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, Greg Davey at Sydney High School, where we got just half the stands out, but it means everybody's looking this way, and that's a good thing, so I can see who's here. And it's maybe 300 people here tonight, maybe 250, somewhere in there. Inbound pass comes for Afton, but it was tied up with Bethany Carl, and that's going to flip the ball right back to Sydney, this alternate possession thing. Carl wants that ball real fast so she can inbound the ball to Hannah Wood. Defense wasn't quite ready. Wood gets through the double team. Nice job there. Driving all the way down. Going to put it up. Too hard on the shot. McDonald fouls it up in the air but missed it. And she fell down. Sierra Palmateer coming from behind. McDonald almost swatted that ball away. And another overthrown ball. This time Rogalski of Afton overthrows Hatton. That'll at least get the ball back to Sydney. Afton's pressure working pretty well. Savino double teamed. She's going to keep dribbling. And there's a holding foul called in the wide open backcourt on 33. They flip the ball to the referee as he put his hands up to make the signal. Well, that's not good. That foul was on Rogalski, and that's her first. Long pass down low, McDonald. And now Savino. Savino might have gotten away with a double team. Cross court pass to Decker. Decker down low. Nice pass to Hannah Wood. Missed it. Oh, that was a good pass. Decker, good court sense there. So now with 3:47 to go, Sydney has made up. After being down 17, they've made up 4 points, but nothing more. Decker to Carl. Now Savino wide open for three. Got it. Dawn Savino, her second three-pointer of the night. Makes it a 10-point ball game, 39-29. And Savino from behind knocks the ball away from Palmateer. Inbound play coming up for Athens. Inbound quickly comes to Palmateer. She's along the baseline, got steal off there to Hatton. Now they swing around to Sherman. Sherman, 10-footer. Banks it. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and scores it. Bailey Sherman with her second basket of the game. Pass, long pass up ahead to McDonald to break the press. Now Wood back to Decker. She's open three top of the key. Short. Rebound Palmateer right in the paint. Palmateer up from Peyton Cutting on the right side. She's going to drive it all the way. Got a layup. But they'll say no, a foul before that as she made it through the defense. But the defense, namely Jenna McDonald, committing her second foul. So non-shooting. After will inbound, and they replace Tanya Hatton with Alex Alford, who, remember, hit a two and a three consecutive shots upon her arrival in the game in the first quarter. Last time we were tied with a 12. Pass to Rogalski. Double team. Slams it shut. Savino reaches in. And, boy, I called her a peanut during the that was her nickname when she was a little girl on my softball team. But she was a little peanut there.
getting in the way of a pass. And Coach John Simons wants timeout, 2:49 to go in this third quarter, 41-29. And we didn't say anything about what's coming up after the game, namely the awards. We've got the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award coming up after we recap everything going on next week. Told you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday games, Unitigo at Hartsville, girls on Tuesday, boys on Wednesday. Then it's Green at Unitigo girls. We'll get Unitigo girls in twice next week. Oxford at BG boys on Friday the 14th. And we'll be back here if the phone lines are working for Unitigo Sydney girls on the 21st, a Tuesday, then the boys, Unitigo Sydney on the 22nd. And then there are some to be announced later on. We want to try to get Harvardsville girls in at least one more time and Harvardsville boys in one more time. 41-29, Alfred to inbound. Finally throws it way out there to Grigalski. Good defense by Sydney on the inbound play. Bounce pass to Sherman. Sherman, one diagonal pass to Paul Mateer. Foul line shot is no good. Rebound Sherman. Or no, Cunning in a crowd misses. Passes back to Alford. Now it's Sherman, and Savino will probably exit this game as she gets called for her fifth foul, trying to swipe the ball away or wrestle it free from Bailey Sherman. And that's going to be five, and they may have to put the buzzer on. Oh, it's only four. My bad. Thank you. I guess I am human. Oh, that was only the fourth foul. First half, they put four up on the scoreboard, so I don't know. That's what I went by. All right, so Savino is still in this game. No wonder. Right side, Hannah Wood gets a shot blocked by Bailey Sherman, and Hannah will commit the retaliation foul. Hannah Wood has driven this lane three or four times very well, but couldn't get a good shot off. She got surrounded by Cutting and Sherman. And that's a foul on Hannah for first, and that's team's fourth. All right, so from the corner, Rogalski misses. Rebound Cutting, and she gets fouled on the follow-up shot. Weak side rebound. Anytime somebody shoots from the corner, more often than not, it misses to the other side, and that's exactly what happened. Foul is on Wood. She gets two right in a row. Now it's Peyton coming back at the line. Shot is up. No good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 shots she has taken so far and made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 for 11. All right. Substitution, Jolene Crom has come into the game for Sydney. Cutting gets it back. She's there, missed two in a row at any one time. Pass off the double team to Hannah Wood. Wood bounce pass across the key for Connor Decker, who is in the game as well. Short shot by Carl. Rolls off the rim. Decker avoids her fourth foul as Bailey Sherman had inside position for the rebound. 1:42 to go. Appen continuing to lead by a lot. And a takeaway by Bethany Carl. Nice pass from Jolene Crom to Hannah Wood to Kelsey Decker. That's going to go out of bounds and will stay Sydney's ball. Afton is doing a tremendous job getting back on defense and preventing any open shots by the Sydney Lady Warriors. The pass comes in to Carl, pops it up, and makes it. Good inbounds pass from Connor Decker. Bethany Carl, meanwhile, with 10 points to lead the Sydney scoring. 42-31, 11-point lead. Pass across the key to Cutting. Off her hands, collected by Hannah Wood. She gets around the defense, comes in on the right side again. Pass across the key, kicked away. Out of bounds, it will be Sydney's ball. 42-31, our score. Both Deckers in the ball game, plus Bethany Carl, Jolene Crom, and Hannah Wood. Sierra Palmateer checks in for Athens' Ashley Rogalski. Sydney will inbound. They go to Connor Decker, and she's tied up. She brought the ball down, and possession arrow just happens to be Sydney's.
So 1:06 to go, third quarter. The game started early, but it sure has been a long one. Carl, stop. Passes back. Decker for three. Big shot. Missed it. Rebound cutting. Under a minute to play. Appen has kept that double-figure lead throughout. Oh, traveling on Bailey Sherman, and she stopped to rethink her pass, so that's the foul call, or not the foul, the violation call. All right, so Sydney with possession can get it inside of 10. Decker, one-hand lazy pass, and it got stolen away. It did not go out of bounds. Peyton Cutting recovered. Number three is in there again, Paige Polizzi. Shot to Sierra Palmateer, missed it. Weak side, battle for the rebound between Carl and Sherman. Carl for Sydney, Sherman for Afton. It'll be Afton's possession. And it comes to a wide open Alford. Baseline shot is good. She's 3 for 3 in her shot. 7 points for Alex Alford, 44-31, 21 seconds to go. Decker driving in, scooped to the hoop, and she gets hit by Alford on her way to the bucket. That's the first on AA, Alex Alford. So Decker at the line. She has 3 three-pointers and nothing else to her credit scoring-wise so far, all in the first half. The shot is up, and it's no good. Sydney has not been to the line much tonight. They are 2 for 7 free throw shooting. 19 seconds left, third quarter. Second shot is good. So Sydney led by Bethany Carl and Kelsey Decker with 10 apiece, 20 of their 32 points. Hatton will play for the last shot. Hatton in the way in the corner. Tries to pass the ball to Cutting, and it started to go off of Bethany Carl, but I think Hatton tried to put a hand on it. It'll be a gift for Sydney with 8.4 seconds to go, and the ball goes underneath the bleachers. And nobody else will get it. Bethany Carl volunteers. And now it's way under there. They have to get a substitute ball. You know, you think these games are routine, and then you see stuff you have never seen before, and I've seen two things I've never seen before tonight. I saw a halftime that ended in the third quarter and a ball go under the bleachers. Hey, they found it. And look at Austin Dean. He's out there helping. Good job. All-state football player climbing under the bleachers. All right. Order is restored. 8.4 seconds to go. Sydney with the ball. Chance to cut it to 10 or 9, depending on the shot. Decker. Guarded closely by Cutting. Pass to Wood. 3 seconds to go. The shot is off the mark, and no rebound will be had. The ball goes under the other set of bleachers almost. While Afton withstands the Sydney barrage, it's 44-32 going into the fourth quarter. Stick around. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney on a Friday night where the unique flavor has certainly made its point. Case in point, we've got
halftime that waited till after halftime to finish, and a basketball that went out of bounds and underneath a set of bleachers where they had to go under both ends to find out where it was. It's nice to see something you've never seen before. 44-32, Athens with a 12-point lead. Sydney will have the ball first. They have Bethany Carl, Kelsey Decker, Connor Decker, Hannah Wood, and Jolene Crom in the ballgame. Decker to the right side for Kelsey Decker, rather, to Jolene Crom. Right back to Decker. Rolls off the rim. And cutting out positions Bethany Carl for the rebound. Carl backs off a little bit. She doesn't get her foul call. And another shot by Alex Alford in the left corner. Another two-pointer. The girl just stands in the same general area and nails them. Shot from way out for Jolene Crom. Misses. Bethany Carl with a rebound. Connor Decker back to Hannah Wood. Hannah drives in and she goes up with a teardrop shot. No good. That'll stay Sydney's ball. Knocked out of bounds by Ashton Rogalski. The Afton lineup has Alex Alford, Peyton Cutting, Bailey Sherman, Sierra Palmateer, and Ashton Rogalski. So Sydney will stack four on the lane. Inbounder is Kelsey Decker. It'll be Hannah Wood at the elbow. Bounce pass to Crom. Now it's Decker right side. Big shot here. Missed it off the rim twice. Peyton Cutting with a rebound. Cutting looks at the traffic pattern. Sees a wide open Alford on the big shot left side. Missed it. Kelsey Decker steps in for the rebound. Under 7 minutes to go. Wood. Nice diagonal pass to Bethany Carl. Great pass by Wood to Carl. That one is all basketball. 12 points for Bethany Carl. Good pass by Hannah Wood. Inside it goes to Cutting. Shot is blocked by Connor Decker. And the out-of-bounds will give it to Afton. 46-34. They go across the court to Rogalski. Her shot misses from the opposite corner. Alford stood there right in her favorite spot, and they did not pass it to her. I was a little surprised there. I'm also surprised the defense didn't try to guard her. Kind of two wrongs don't make a right theory. 46-34, Sydney trailing by 12. They've got the ball, though. Hannah Wood comes down the court, gets away from a double team, drives all the way in, passes at the last second to Connor Decker. First shot misses off the back of the rim. On the fly comes Rogalski. Only Jolene Crom to beat. She goes up, and Crom, moving on the play, will be called for the block. Well, she was no doubt going for an offensive foul, but Rogalski was moving such a way that Crom could not plant, and that's a blocking foul. That'll be her first, or second, rather, and team's sixth. Alford from the left side. This one is over the basket from the left corner. And somehow Afton will retain possession as they inbound it underneath the basket. Top of the key. Now it's a follow-on shot for Cutting. No good. Stepping in, Taylor or Jolene Crom. She and Alford going for the ball at the same time. Crom got more of the hand on it, but lost her balance and went out of bounds. After trying to increase their lead, bounce pass inside. Cutting tried it once, missed it. Rogalski airballs it from outside. Now Sierra Palmateer misses. Alford rebounds in a crowd and possession arrow. Taylor Crom in the game. She helped create that. Savino with four fouls checks in, replacing Hannah Wood for Sydney. So it's Savino, Bethany Carl, Jolene Crom, Taylor Crom, and Kelsey Decker. Did I say her twice? Bethany Carl. I think I have all five. I'll pass them to Jolene Crom. Hard up the near side. Passing through the double team. They surround her. Savino fakes the three. Goes to Kelsey Decker. Decker double team. Puts it up and draws contact. So Kelsey will get two at the line. That's going to go against Ashley Rogalski of Afton. Got her down for two. So does the scoreboard. Decker back at the line. She's one for two tonight. Up and off the back of the rim.
All right, second shot. 5:50 left in this ball game. She sets, shoots, and scores it. 11 points for Decker. 46-35. Quick pass down low. Missed by Peyton Cutting. Rebounded by Jolene Kram. She's off to the races, driving all the way in. The basket will not be scored, but Jolene never gave up, went right down the lane, and caught the foul on Sierra Palmateer, who I've got down for three on my book. So it's Jolene Kram at the line, scores the first one. You cannot stress in a game like this how important the free throws are. They're always important, but this would get them under 10. No, it's short. Rebound by Taylor Kram, her sister. And a possession arrow. One ref pointed one way, one ref pointed the other way. The ref closest to us wins out because the light was shining in favor of Afton. Timeout on the floor. 5:34 to go in this one. 10-point lead for Afton. Can they maintain? You are listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Friday night here in Sydney, where the Afton Crimson Knights have kept their lead since a 12-12 tie. They've gotten as large a lead as 17 points. Sydney has whittled it down to a 10-point deficit for them, 46-36. For as many shots that have been missed, it's still a fairly decent scoring game total-wise. And we see who's on the floor. Afton has Palmateer, Rogalski, Sherman, Alfred, and Cutting. Sydney has Kelsey Decker, Jolene and Taylor Kram, Dawn Savino, and Bethany Carl. Press breaker. Alfred, double team stolen from behind. Taylor Kram, Jolene Kram working together. Kram passing over to Taylor. Taylor puts it up right side, missed it. Ball is still loose. Diving on the floor is Jolene Kram. Wow, boy, that took a lot. Savino from the left corner. Baseline, I should say. It's good. Savino's second basket, third basket, but her first two-pointer. And matching the two-pointer on the other side. Alfred passes to Peyton Cutting, who's now got 19. A steal and Cutting goes for a layup on the left side. Missed it. Decker, long pass up to Jolene Kram. It's 2-on-1. Jolene to Taylor. That's good. And the action picks up. As we say in the Regatta Weekend, fast and furious. 48-8. 48-40. An 8-point lead. As close as Sydney has gotten, and you can hear the crowd getting into it. Peyton Cutting in the corner. Cutting passes on to Rogalski in the right wing. Rogalski again to Cutting. Now it's Sherman for three. Almost wedged down between the rim and the backcourt. Kram, Jolene Kram gets the rebound. Passes across the key. It's stolen away. Looks like Rogalski. Whoa! She slams into the wall to break her fall. Jolene Kram, and she slapped fives as in good play both sides. That foul will be on Jolene Kram, and that will be her third. And it will be on the shot with 4:20 left. Rogalski at the line. Her first time at the line, she's got 4 points. It's a two shot. Up and good. And Tanya Hatton comes in the game, replacing Alex Alford, who leaves with 9 points. Shot is no good. Long rebound. Jolene Kram gets it, throws it to Kelsey Decker. Decker goes 1-on-3. Up, slips and falls, and a traveling violation. She slipped and fell, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. There was contact, but I think she also truly slipped. And a short time unasked for by Coach John Simons. Let's step away. 4:13 left. 49-40 Afton with the lead and the ball. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney, where the action has picked up and the crowd interest has also maxed out, because it got real loud in here for the number of people in this gym. It got real loud, and everybody, the funny thing is about when the gym is cut in half as far as the stands on this side, on the scorer's table side, not open. They've done that with a few games, which means all of Athens in one group, all of Sydney's in another group, the students of Sydney are in a group, and as Sydney has started their comeback, it got pretty loud. All right, 4:13 to go, 49-40. Afton will have the ball. They got to travel the length of the court. They pass it into Peyton Cutting. Cutting working on Kelsey Decker. Decker with three fouls. Cutting, the game's leading score. Lost the ball, picked up by Jolene Crom. Flipped it to Don Savino. Nice job by Crom. Savino drives in, offensive foul. Bailey Sherman stood her ground. You saw that one coming. If there was anything like a predictable play tonight, that was it. And that will be five on Dawn Savino. She will finish the night with 8 points, 2 3-pointers, and 0 for 2 from the line. So an 8-point night for Dawn Savino. This will be her backcourt mate, Riley Chenung, checking in now, along with the two Croms, Bethany Carl and Kelsey Decker. So they're back to where they were before. Fresh 30-second clock. Bailey Sherman passing to Sierra Palmateer. Palmateer up the middle of the floor. Passing to Rogalski. They're going to keep it on the outside. Double dribble. Rogalski with a mental error. Turns the ball over to Sydney. Well, that's step one of a process of getting points. Turning the ball over. Now they get a score. Then to Jolene Crom. Nobody guarding her in that situation. Pass to Carl. Elbow jump shot. Good. Bethany Carl with 14. 49-42. And another steal. Crom gets the ball back. Kelsey Decker has it. Still dribbling. To the left side for Jolene Crom. Cranks it for three. Good! Jolene Crom with a three-pointer. Sydney now down by only four. Peyton Cutting drives in the left side. It just teeters off the rim. Cutting will get two shots. Sydney on the charge. Taylor Crown's second foul of the ball game. Peyton Cutting figuring it's better to just bring it down and storm to the basket and at least draw some contact, and she almost got the three-point play try. Two shots. First one's good. Cutting with a game high, 20 points. She has lived at the line tonight. Second shot, short. Ball up for grabs. Bailey Sherman trying to save it, and almost did. Good hustle on the junior, Bailey Sherman. So Sydney trails by just five. Pass almost, it was tipped and almost stolen in there. Almost stolen again. Jolene Crom somehow gets away from it, and the ball is deflected on the diagonal pass out of bounds. Sydney going to my right. Afton to my left, and Crom came down the floor bound and determined to get that ball into somebody's hands. So 3:11 to go. Sydney watches Riley Chenung get the inbound pass. She's double-teamed. Passes somehow to Kelsey Decker. Up and in. Decker with 13 points. Assist by Chenung. Stolen by Riley Chenung. Pass to Crom. And it's a one-point game. Jolene Crom with a basket. It's a one-point game, and now a foul.
to stop the clock, and Afton will shoot. And it might be a two-shot foul. That's going to go on Riley Janung. And, I mean, just as soon as I put the numbers in the scorebook, I look up and Sydney's got the ball back. I really didn't see how Riley has stolen or Jolene has stolen the ball twice. It's 50-49 in favor of Afton. Double bonus at the line for Sierra Palmateer, who's got 8 first-half points, has been held scoreless in the second half. First shot is short. Athens, sensing the charge by Sydney, likewise Sydney, sensing that they've got the momentum in their favor with plenty of time left, 2:56. Second shot misses. Kelsey Decker rebounds. Avoids the possession arrow. Long pass up ahead, out of bounds. Passed along the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, recovered, or it'll be turned back over to Afton. Afton setting it up, and a nice play, a nice off-screen by Palmateer. Now Hatton to Bailey Sherman. Sherman drives in, bank shot, no good. Rebound, Kelsey Decker. And Peyton Cutting is going to step with her, step by step. Cutting, trying to reach in and steal it away from Decker, risking the foul, but it's out of bounds. It'll be Sydney ball. 2:35 in the clock running. Off the double team, Kelsey Decker. Sydney not needing to be in a hurry now. Janung, left side. Back out to Jolene Kron. She flips it right to Kelsey Decker. Pass back from Carl. With 7 on the shot clock. Fired up by Jolene Kron, no good, and there's 2 players on the ground. Taylor Kron and Bailey Sherman on the floor wrestling for the basketball. That's going to be a possession arrow in favor of Sydney, so they can take the lead here. Any kind of basket puts them in the lead. So the inbounds from Kelsey Decker to the top of the key. And that's Janong starting her motion without dribbling the ball. Mental error there in the heat of the battle. And it's turned over to Afton, who leads by 1. 2:13 left. And a long trail of a pass knocked away by Decker, but there's a push somewhere. I'm not sure if it's on Sydney or Afton. Let's see. That's going to go on Riley Janung. And so another double bonus situation for Sierra Palmateer. She missed 2 in a row moments ago. In the first half, she was 2 for 4. Shot is up and good. I'll make that 2 for 5. Shot is no good, I'm sorry. 50-49. Clock stop with 2:13, and speaking of 13, Sydney's number 13, Hannah Wood, checks into the game. Second shot is no good. Oh, after taking a bad time to miss free throws, Bethany Carl, rebound. They cross-court pass, Kelsey Decker to Jolene Kron, runs through the defense and scores. Jolene Kron with a basket, and they almost turn the ball over again. We've got our first lead change of the ball game, 51-50 in favor of Sydney. They have made up 17 points and have a 1-point lead on top of it. And a long pass by Cutting to nobody in particular. Oh, the momentum has certainly turned. What a game this has become. 51-50. Sydney, the inbound with a 1-point lead. They're looking at the clock for the first time in the lead. Hannah Wood, as the double team gets near, passes the ball. Ball is knocked out of her hands by Palmateer. That'll out of Kelsey Decker's hands. That'll be Sydney's ball. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Cross-court pass to inbound to Kron. 3-pointer. Oh, out of the rim and no good. Rebound, Peyton Cutting. And Afton's going to want a timeout before Peyton Cutting can shoot the ball, and John Simons will get the timeout. 51-50 with a minute 38 to go. Hopefully we still have a charge left in this cell phone, and we'll keep it right here. As I have it, Afton in this quarter is 2 for 8 free throw shooting, after being a pretty respectable 11 for 18 in the first 3 quarters.
Sydney in the first three quarters was a total of 3 for 8. They are 2 for 4 in this quarter so far. A three-pointer by Jolene Cromm and almost another three-pointer by Cromm to give Sydney an even larger lead. But the 17-point lead that Athens had, 39-22. Sydney has now outscored them 29-11 and has taken a 51-50 lead here in Sydney in the early show. And we still have a minute 38 left in the ballgame. We've had one double overtime this week. Sydney's already played one girls' overtime game. Their 3-0 mark is on the line, and for a while it looked like it was going to be tarnished, but they still stand the chance. Athens still can win this one, obviously. And Athens will inbound with a chance to take the lead. It'll be Sierra Palmentier to inbound. Athens setting up the box. Sydney's defense is man-to-man. Player to player. The inbounds comes to Rogalski in the left corner. Now Bailey Sherman back outside to Hatton. They're not going to rush it. Rogalski. Traveling is the call. She looks for someone to pass to. Good deny defense by the Sydney girls. All right, so turnover. And here comes Hannah Wood now playing the point. Wood looks to the right side, goes to the left. Passes to the corner. Down low to Taylor Crown. She missed the shot. Nice pass by Wood. Crown missed the shot, and she looks skyward to go, I should have made that. But it's been a game full of those kind of plays, folks. 1:17 to go. Bailey Sherman up the right side. Sherman stops her dribble. Passes along the end line. The ball is loose. That was a poorly structured thing. Tanya Hatton's going to come in and commit a foul against Jolene Cromm. If nothing else, it stops the clock, and it's only her first foul. So now coming to the line, sophomore Jolene Cromm, who has scored 8 points in the fourth quarter. 1:04 left. So here we go with a 1-1. It's up, and it's good. Bomb 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 9 points in all. 2-point lead for Sydney. Make it, no, keep it two. Rebound is taken for granted by Afton, and Taylor Thom and Jolene Thom did not give up on it. It will be Sydney's ball. This is off the hands of Bailey Sherman. Sydney by two. End the ball. A minute to play. Jolene Thom dribbles the ball. Afton switching to his own defense. 2-3 zone. Kelsey Decker. They're going to wait this clock a little bit. 20 on the shot clock. Oh, a pass to the top of the key. Nobody was there. Hannah Wood and Jolene Thom were switching places at the 1 and the 2 positions. And as they switch, Kelsey threw the ball. Neither player was there. Break for Afton. They've got a chance to tie or take the lead. And the pass comes to Hatton. Hatton from the corner, three-pointer. It's an air ball. Caught by Peyton Cutting. Bounce pass out to an open Rogalski. At the foul line, no good. Tammy Hatton tries for the rebound, but lost it out of bounds. Sydney students actually happy about that. 38 seconds to go. It's crunch time now for both teams. Call. So that pass was added to Kelsey Decker, slapped away by Rogalski. Good defense there by Ashley Rogalski. Taylor Crown will inbound to Hannah Wood. And there's contact. The ball's on the floor. And a traveling will be called on, looks like, on Sydney. But there was contact, and somebody is hurt. Taylor Crown, but she shakes it off, says, I'm fine, let me play. All right, so these girls are tough. Now, the traveling was the call, but is it a... Originally, I saw the travel call. Just making sure here. 33.4 seconds to go. And because of the stoppage of play, Crom will have to come out. She'll be replaced by starter Jenna McDonald. They reshuffle the cards, so to speak, and the players go to different positions. Now it's Kelsey Decker to inbound. They'll go to Jolene Crom. Whoa, back to Kelsey Decker. Decker guarded by Cutting. Double team, stolen away. No, Decker gets it back. Woods got the ball stolen away. And there's a foul somewhere in the mix with 22.7 seconds to go. That foul's going to be on Hannah Wood. Double bonus for Afton. Who gets to shoot the free throw? Looks like Tanya Hatton will shoot it. She was 0 for 2 in the first quarter, or first half, rather. Remember, Afton just 2 for 8 coming into this series. Shot is up, and it's good. Well, big one there, no question about it. Her first point of the ball game. We have not been tied since 12-12. Sydney has led the last minute of play. Afton can tie it, and no, the ball is loose. It's Jolene Kahn along the sideline. Afton failing by one, trying to get the ball back, committing the foul. 18.3 seconds to go. Hatton's second foul. This will be the last one-and-one shot in this ballgame. Jolene Crom is the one at the line. She made one of two before. She misses this one. Rebound by Peyton Cutting. She's down to the horse. And a timeout asked for by John Simons. Was that a good call, or would Peyton have gone in and scored a layup? We don't know. Timeout on the floor. 14 seconds to go. It's a full, but we'll take a short timeout. 52-51 Sydney with 14 seconds to go. Afton will have the ball. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay, welcome back. 14 seconds to go. We came back early because even though it's a full timeout, you got John Simons on the offensive side. He called the timeout. He's drawing up a play on his portable court board. And Brad Aldridge on the other side. I don't think he's mapping out a play. Well, yeah, he did have his clipboard out there too. But he is telling him about the defensive and what to do if they get the ball back. This is all gut instinct. You can plan this as much as you want, but a lot of this is truly gut instinct in sports. We'll see what happens as the game comes down to what could be its final 14 seconds. I'll tell you what, if I'm the Afton coach, I put Alex Alford in because she's made four of six shots tonight, and yes, she is in the ball game. So Afton will inbound, foul line extended on the far side. Sierra Palmateer guarded by Hannah Wood. That's where the play is going to originate. It comes into Peyton Cutting. Cutting almost a travel to the left side for Alford. Alford drives in, shoots. Gets it blocked by Carl. Recovery by Jolene Brown. 5 seconds to go. They try for the steal, and it's a foul instead. Well, it wasn't the play the coach wanted. If it was for Alex Alford, who wound up shooting, It would have been a baseline set shot, either two or three pointer. But it wasn't. The shot was blocked, and now Jolene Crown comes down with 2.3 seconds to go, and she can pretty much put this one on ice. This is a two-shot foul in the double bonus. Shot is up and good. Wow, what a comeback for these girls. And a timeout. Of course. You're just gonna test this cell phone battery, aren't you? Okay, 2.3 seconds to go. And Well, it gives me a chance to finish some of these scoring totals so that when we do go to a break, we'll be able to finish that up. Nice game tonight, no question about it. How crazy it was when Athens seemed to be in control by 17. Sydney chipped away. They trailed 44-32 at the end of the third quarter, and they went on a good run, a 19-6 run, and that's what got them the lead. They hold a two-point lead right now. We will have our post-game awards as soon as we can afterwards, and all of that other good stuff. But Jolene Crown is at the line, and the game not necessarily on her shoulders at this point. But if she makes it, it's going to force a three-point shot for Apton, and they have been held to just one three-point shot, and that is by Alex Alford. So this will be the seventh free throw tried by Jolene Crown. She is 3-for-6 so far. All right, 2.3 seconds to go. Here we are, 53-51. Shot is up, and it's no good. She goes for her own rebound. No, it is Rogalski. And the Walker shot off. Sydney comes from behind to keep undefeated in the MAC by the final of 53-51. Almost too hard to believe based on what the third quarter ended, but they did it. They persevered, came back, and got the win, 53-51. Stick around. We'll come back. We'll have the scoring totals. I've almost got it all wrapped up anyway. So it's our postgame show coming up on WCDO. Congratulations to Sydney and Apton for a well-played game. And we'll be back with the postgame in just a moment.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 7, and 17. All right, got it all done. We have our postgame show on WCDO, and as I've changed my format a little bit, we give the awards as we give the sponsor names. So here we go for the recap of the game. Pretty much Apton in the first half, Sydney in the second half, especially the last 12 minutes of the game. They were down 17 and came back. They were down 39-22. Brought it back to 44-32 at the end of the third quarter, and then went on a rampage and scored big in the last quarter, and that's what it was all about, getting to the line and coming up with big rebounds and a lot of turnovers for both sides. Frustrating loss, I'm sure, for Apton as they dropped to 4-5 on the season, 2-3 overall. For Sydney, they are now up to 4-0 on the season in the league and 4-5 overall. All right, the recap for Apton: Shakari Koss, 2 baskets and 4 points. Sierra Palmateer, 3 baskets, 2-for-9 from the line and 8 points. Bailey Sherman, 2 baskets for 4 points. Peyton Cutting, 5 baskets, 10 for 14, 20 points to lead all scorers. Tanya Hutton, 1 for 4 from the line for 1. Ashlyn Bregowski, two baskets, one for two from the line for five. And Alex Alford making 3 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer. She finishes with 9. Paige Polizzi also played but did not score. 17 two-pointers for Afton. Just the 1 3-pointer by Alford in the first quarter. That adds up to 37. And then there were 14 for 29 from the line in that fourth quarter, making 3 of 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, yeah, 3 for 10 in that fourth quarter. For Sydney, they were led by Bethany Carl with 14 points. 6 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 13 for Kelsey Decker, 3 three-pointers in the first half. A basket and 2 for 4 from the line in the second half for those 13. Jenna McDonald, 2 baskets for 4. Jolene Crom, everything came her way in the fourth quarter. 2 baskets, a 3-pointer, 3 for 7 from the line. She finishes with 10 points. 2 for Connor Decker. Dawn Savino fouled out, but she had 2 3-pointers. 1 basket, 0 for 2 from the line for 8. Riley Janung, 0 for 2 tonight from the line for 0. Taylor Crom with a late basket for 2. And playing also Hannah Wood, who did not score. Okay, that's that. And so 14 two-pointers for 28. 6 three-pointers. That's 18 more points, makes it 46, plus 7 for 17 from the line for 53 points. Free throw shooting was going very well for Afton until that fourth quarter. And that's turned out to be one of the big differences in the game. All right, we will start this time with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. We are going to go with somebody like the other night who did not score, Tuesday night, did not score a lot of points. When you think about the highest score was 20. 10 points all in the fourth quarter and a couple of nifty passes. And Jolene Crom will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. 10 points, yes, 3 for 7 wasn't the greatest, but she got to the line, she was a playmaker, and she made things happen, and 10 points in that quarter was huge, huge. So, sometimes it's the timing of the points, not necessarily the total of the points. You can mark that down. So Jolene will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. The Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense, that one can go to a bunch, a bunch of people. And just to name a few, Bethany Carl, Kelsey Decker on Sydney side, Bailey Sherman, Peyton Cutting, Esther Rogalski on the Athens side. And even though we are, we're both covering both schools locally, and not necessarily the winning team that's going to make everyone, I think we're going to go to the Afton side tonight for Bailey Sherman on the defense. She's going to win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And for the All-Purpose Award, sponsored by ACCO Brands, ACCO Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best of all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. All-Purpose, once again, can also be considered a toss-up between Peyton Cutting on Afton and Bethany Carl and Kelsey Decker on Sydney. And we are going to go with Bethany Carl for the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. That's a tough call. That's not an easy call because Cutting led the way with 20 points. She was 10 for 14 for the line. She never came off the court. A lot of steals, did everything right. Bethany Carl plugged in there all the time, just stayed out of foul trouble, had 14 points, 10 of those in the second half, and was an all-around player, like the award says. So congratulations to Bethany Carl and Jolene Crom on the Sydney side for their awards, and Bailey Sherman on the defensive side for Afton. And by the way, Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, that's going to do it for me. I don't dare talk much anymore because of the cell phone, that we were able to do one cell phone through the entire game with no battery charger, and I'm just thankful for that opportunity. So thank you very much, and we'll take this one home early on a Friday night. The score, once again, Sydney comes from behind, 17 points down to win by 2, 53-51 to stay undefeated in the MAC over the Afton Crimson Knights. A tough game for Afton to lose, but a good game entertaining-wise for the crowd that was here. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station and everyone involved, and thanks to Austin Dean, my halftime guest tonight. For WCDL Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.